Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with We Are Born Happy. Kind of a lovely thought, isn't it? We are born happy. My goodness, goodness, goodness. Think about it. You know, I can't help thinking about nursery rhymes and how nursery rhymes are stories that are told, fairy tales told to children, and how these fairy tales are sort of fascinating. You think of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and how pure Snow White is by the very name she carries, and how she is untouched by the evil in her world. She is untouched by that. She lives her life like a fairy princess, which she is. And she does beautiful things. And Cinderella herself, born into a very wonderful life with a very wealthy father and a happy home. And then things turn around, but it does not hurt her mind. At no time does she complain. On all of our fairy tales and all of our stories about the fairy princesses and the Prince Charming and so forth, they're not touched by the world in which they live. Although the world in which they live is a story that is told about them. Oftentimes we hear people use the phrase, well, if the newspapers only had good things to report in them, they wouldn't be very interesting. If magazines and stories that were written only had good aspects about them, only had happiness about them, people wouldn't want to read them. It'd be sort of like a Pollyanna type of thing. So, in our Snow White, the wicked witch mother, who is not her real mother, of course, the wicked witch mother is always interested in being the most beautiful in the land. And so, she finds that Snow White might be in competition, and so she puts her out of the running. She wants to kill her, but she can't kill such purity. She wants to poison her in death, but she can only do it as a temporary media, because when Prince Charming comes along and kisses her, she is brought back to her total, perfect self, which she has never skipped a beat on. You see, our original purity and integrity in our stories that we write about Snow White and we write about these other beautiful creatures and fairy tales, the original people that they have there, the the characters, they are flawless. They are wonderful. Cinderella did whatever her wicked stepmother wanted her to do, and whatever her wicked stepsisters wanted her to do, and she did all these things as loving as could be, and she even made clothes for the little mice and the little creatures who were her friends, the only friends that she had, and she was not unhappy about it, and she wanted to go to the ball, and she thought, oh, surely I'll be able to go, even though her sisters and her stepmother made sure that she wasn't going to be able to go. Now, as with good things, it had to happen that she could go. As with Snow White, her Prince Charming had to come and find her. As with all goodness, these things have to be. But now, why am I telling you this little incident, these stories here? I'm telling it to you because this is how things happen. We are born perfect. We are born happy. We are born joyous. We are born filled with love. And the world around us, we sometimes think, is not filled with love, but that's not true. The fairy tales are written by adults. They're written by adults who are no longer children. And they are now in a life and all of its strenuous routine. And they feel that strenuous routine is the hidden truth for everyone. And that we maybe want to live happily forever after. But in the process, we have to go through some pretty horrendous things, like Little Red Riding Hood and the fox and the wolf. Now, these are written into the story to give it a little imagination, to give it a little bit of enthusiasm, to give it a little bit of readership, you might say, so that people will want to read it, because people just reading about nice things that are happening to Snow White, that she is just always a nice little girl, and she always has a nice... Do you find anywhere in these fairy tales the character of the girl? Now, the character of the girl is written always as a fairy princess, or as someone who is just a nice girl, who doesn't think bad thoughts, who doesn't feel bad ideas, who is not angry, who does not have tension, who doesn't have any of these. She's always happy, happy, happy. And as the story is told to us, we almost have a stupid happiness about it. We feel it's irrational, it's unrealistic. It is a happiness that is not based upon what everyday life has to offer. And so the unhappy things are thrown in there. And even while the unhappy things are thrown in there, the princess is still made to look like a very happy person, sort of oblivious to the meanness of her stepsisters or stepmother, oblivious to the unfortunate things that happen in life, oblivious to the world that wants to take from her all of the joy and happiness that she is. And she just goes on being happy and happy and happy. Now, perhaps the writers of these stories understood what they were doing. Perhaps they understood that regardless of the outer, regardless of appearances, if we maintain our happiness, that happiness will come through. Now, if this is a story that these grim fairy tales, and it's an interesting word, the name of the men who wrote the books, grim fairy tales, it's interesting that these grim fairy tales and others seem to end up with happily ever after as their theme. And this truly is the theme. Happily ever after. Well, they had to be happy in the beginning to be happily ever after. And these fairy tales that were written so that the people live happily ever after, even though they have some tough experiences go on in their life, they are not destroyed by it, or they're not in any way changed by it from their own happy self. Now, can you believe that? Do you really get that message? Perhaps the world does get that message. Perhaps it's only us who look at it from an analytical point of view. We find that it's a little bit tiresome that we have to spend so much time in unhappiness when happiness is all around us. Story of Pinocchio, too, carries out the little boy who lied and his nose grew, and that Jiminy Cricket was always there to bring happiness into his life and to keep him on the straight and narrow path. But Jiminy Cricket, having a little bit of his own life to live too, was not always with Pinocchio and did not always keep him on the straight and narrow at his crucial points of change. These are things that confront us in our everyday living. Are we going to be happy? Are we going to look at the budget? Are we going to look at the food on the table? Are we going to look at the clothing we wear? Are we going to look at the house that we live in? Are we going to look at the people that are surrounding us? Are we going to look at these things? Are we going to perhaps return to our original purity and integrity? Return to our state of being a baby in the crib and being a so-called good baby, a baby that is always gooing and smiling and happy and making everyone in its presence happy? Perhaps that's a lot more to that than we know. The little baby who does this is a happy baby. If its life story were to be followed, it might have many ups and downs, but it always comes out the winner, because it always has that ingrown attitude in it of being happy. It recognizes that it's happy, and it is happy, and expresses its happiness, and it lives that happiness in whatever it does. No matter how tense and how unhappy the world about it may be, and how its parents may ingrain into it that this is a dog-eat-dog world, or that its peers and friends may say to it that life isn't all peaches and cream, and life's not all a bowl of cherries, and we must realize that we have a lot of troubles and a lot of tribulation that upsets life and makes us unhappy. Well, these are the things that the world and society would like to teach us, because they got hung up on the excitement of the journey rather than the delight of the journey. When you and I can turn back to the delight of the journey of life, to being our happy self under all circumstances, and living as our happy self, living in the delight of the journey of who we are, we'll take from the fairy tales the good and leave the unhappiness. And we will not be bored to tears talking about good things. We will be illumined and inspired to talk about all the good and beautiful things that are happening, and the wonderful things that are in our mind that we are revealing in the fantastic way that we reveal it. We live to be happy. We are born happy. And happiness is all that matters for us, if we are willing to take it, to be ourselves and have fun. Being ourself is our divine self. Having fun is living to the highest and best that's within us. Being excited by the highest and best that is within us. Knowing that we are surrounded by the highest and best. Knowing that every person in our life is a person who is there to extend our happiness. We create every person in our life happy. And we create every experience in our life happy. And everything in our life is happy. I was born happy. We are born happy. There is only one direction any of us want to go in our life, and that is the direction of happiness, of peace, harmony, right action, and truth. For this is our reality. This is the only thing that makes any sense for any of us. To live in our happiness. To be in our happiness. To know that the only thing that we ever could be or ever were in immortality, in eternality, is happiness. And as we live in this state of happiness, as we live in the state of awareness of our happiness, everything in our life is the princess. Everything in our life is the beauty of the princess, untouched by an environment. For we no longer even have that environment around us. Untouched by the Wicked Witch Mother, we no longer even have anyone in our world who is inharmonious with us. Everyone in our world is loving and happy, just as we are. This is our choice. Our choice and our decision. On what will we dwell? Happiness is our birthright. Happiness is our reality. Happiness is all that matters. Now, as I keep happiness in the forefront of my mind, as I keep happiness in every thought, as every thought I think is a happiness thought, as every action I do is a happiness action, as every word I speak is a word that delights in my world, then I am walking a path of immortality now, and happiness now. For that's what it's all about. And that's what I'm all about. Isn't life wonderful? Indeed it is. Life is so fantastic. There are no words to describe it. Only to live it. To live it in happiness. and that's all that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.